Welcome to the very first episode of the EROS or Eros podcast. This podcast episode is going to cover what you will be hearing in this weekly podcast from me, Craig Bond. I'm the owner of Elite Results Marketing. I am a digital marketing agency owner. I am a husband, a father. I am a local business owner. And this podcast is going to be dedicated to entrepreneurs out there that are trying to figure out the game of entrepreneurship and managing a balance of starting a business and having it all at the same time. Because oftentimes we as entrepreneurs find ourselves in these pits where we are struggling in different categories of our life and making sacrifices that we don't necessarily have to. And I personally have come to love the game of entrepreneurship and local business specifically. And I've identified that there's a lot of garbage information out there. And some of what I have to say, you may not appreciate or like or think is helpful. But this is dedicated to the person out there that is struggling and needs some direction. And I'm going to share from my past experiences, things that have helped, resources, and just talk through the tough shit that nobody else is willing to talk about. Talk about the late nights staying up, struggling. Talk about the likelihood of acquiring an addiction. I myself, for several years, was a closet alcoholic. I'm at a point where I haven't drank alcohol in over 111 days because my relationship with it got so bad that, frankly, I was hiding oftentimes the fact that I was drinking. We're going to talk about relationship problems and how business, starting a new business, can be stressful and cause a divide between you and your spouse. And we're going to talk about your relationship with your kids. And we're going to talk about the very chaotic and ugly relationship that has been produced specifically between digital marketing agency owners and local business owners, thanks to the ridiculous number of gurus out there that are sharing bullshit information with the unsuspecting who are trying to quit their job and have a remote digital business that they can run. And because these people lack acumen, they're going out and servicing local businesses and leaving local businesses in a pickle, making real fucking decisions to fire people, not having enough money to provide for their families. And I hate it. And I know that there's a lot of these digital marketing agencies that they're not bad people. They're not trying to do wrong by anybody. They just don't have the education or the information at their disposal to run a business properly and take care of these people. And you as a local business, I want to also put back on you that you have exacerbated this issue, taking these people up with these ridiculous fucking offers that are being made. The expectations between both parties have been set incorrectly, and I want to help set that record straight, and I want to reestablish great communication and great relationships between the partnership that can be there, the partnership that I have with our customers at Elite Results Marketing, where we have long-term partnerships. We help companies grow and scale so they can add job opportunities, so they can put food on their table for their families, and so they can go serve their communities at the best level that they're capable of. And I'm sick and tired of getting phone calls. I've told this story a million times across social media where I've had local businesses come to me and say, here's my situation. Like, we'll take a power washing company that called me not too long ago. He's like, Craig, I just got out of the military. I just started a local business. I do power washing. This Facebook marketing company approached me and said that they would get me, 30, 60, 90, 100 leads a month in the first 3 months, every month, or they'll give my money back or something stupid or ridiculous like that. Nothing to back that up, just a bold claim and say they're going to give their money back. I think they asked for $2,000 to $3,000 a month. This guy didn't have a lot of money. He's got a kid on the way. And at the end of the 3 months when there was only like one lead produced because the Facebook marketing company couldn't produce the result that was necessary. He went to ask for his money back, and the response he got was, we're sorry, we're actually going out of business, and I can't give you more than like a $300 refund. Apologies. That Facebook marketing company was probably not intending to do anybody wrong. They just didn't have the right information. And this power washing company was new to business and unsuspecting that this could be the case. And it leaves a bad taste in his mouth. And clearly that's a horrible situation to be in. He's got a kid on the way. He's got almost no money. He spent all this money. He got taken advantage of. And this Facebook marketing company, because they didn't know what the hell they were doing, is left in a position that their name and their reputation is burned. And I'm placing firmly that blame where it's come from, which is these gurus that are telling these kids that they can start a digital marketing company, that it's okay to play these local business owners' lives and make these ridiculous offers. They teach them subpar marketing tactics. Marketing's fucking tough, right? Marketing's tough. It's by nature competitive. They're teaching them these outdated tactics as though they're preaching the gospel. This is how you get the result. Promise this will work. And then these unsuspecting kids are making these offers to local businesses, and it's destroying our economy. There's businesses going under, and I'm fucking sick and tired of it. So I'm here to help set the record straight. I'm here to talk about things people don't want to talk about. I'm here to hold you accountable, no matter which side of the fence you're on, to raising the bar, setting a higher standard for all of us so we can all win. What I'm about is bringing abundance into the world. What I'm about is local businesses winning. What I'm about is digital marketing companies that have the acumen, the ability, the skill set, the resources, the teams to help grow and build these local businesses so that we can fix our economy. Things are kind of in the shitter, and I want to do my part to fix it. I've scaled not one, but two digital marketing agencies to over $120,000 a month. I've built teams, small teams that have powerful leverage, that get results. We've retained clients for as much as 7 years. One of my favorite stories is our first customer who came to us when he was doing like $600,000 a month in revenue and has grown his company to over 3 million plus, added job opportunities, branching out into new ventures, bringing good things into the world. He has now started another company. I forget the name of it. I think it's called Net Zero Waste. They're working on putting together some new patented technology that helps clean up wastewater that can be used to then grow different crops of different trees and stuff to help make the world a better place from a green initiative perspective. Those things he's able to accomplish and do because of the help that we gave him. Now, he didn't do that, or we didn't do that for him. He had his part. He is a fantastic business owner. He's a smart guy. We did what we were supposed to from the digital marketing perspective. And because he's doing his part, he grew, right? There's another side of this story where the local business owner's not doing what they are supposed to. They are placing firmly every bit of the responsibility at the digital marketer's foot. And from my community's perspective, the digital marketing agency perspective, all the time we're like, we're sending you good leads. You're not working them. That's our perspective. And then from the local business side, it's like, will you just send me a bunch of shit leads? And so there's a conversation that needs to happen, and there's some correction of attitudes and expectations that need to be sorted out so that we can heal our economy, we can grow these businesses. And this is what the ERS podcast is going to be dedicated to. So if this is you and you're interested and you want to stick around and hear how you can operate your local business better, we're going to teach you some systems and frameworks and processes to help you. That extends outside of just running your company. We're going to teach you about leadership and self-development, right? So you can be the leader you need to be to grow your business on either side of the fence. We're also going to teach you about systems and processes that will allow you, again, either side of the fence, to do a better job within your business. And then we're going to teach you about culture and building teams, how to recruit a team of people that are behind you in your mission, not just about money, not just about growing your business, but recruit a team that has a common goal and purpose, that wants to help you grow your company, that shows up excited to work, that works together as a team and a family the way ours does over here at Elite Results Marketing. And then we're also going to teach you about marketing and sales so you can do a better job. right? Marketing and sales are a separate conversation. I'll repeat that. Marketing and sales is a separate conversation. Marketing is about getting more exposure, more eyeballs, more visibility on what it is you have to offer. And there's a whole process to that. There's landing pages and SEO and PPC and Facebook ads. And there's a whole slew of different ways that you can acquire that attention. But then there's a whole nother conversation, which is firmly with the business owner. It needs to be firmly with the business owner. And yet there has to be alignment. The sales conversation has to be, what is your product like? Are you answering the phones? Are you responding to people? Are you following up on leads? Like, there's a whole conversation there. And then is how you're offering things based on your lack of abundance? Are you operating from a place of scarcity where you're trying to force sales? Or are you attracting and seducing people? Again, we're going to cover all those topics. So if this is of interest to you, you are in the right place. I've got you covered. My name is Craig Bond. I've been doing digital marketing and running a local business for eight years now. We're now stepping into the space of buying brick and mortar companies or partnering with additional brick and mortar companies so that we can come in and do what we're really good at from the marketing perspective, but also implementing these team systems processes to scale these businesses. And so that's what the conversation is. The landscape is local business as a whole, and both sides of the conversation, both having been a digital marketer as well as a local business owner and trying to fix that conversation. Happy to have you here. Can't wait to see you on the next episode. That is it for this week. Just opening this conversation. If you are interested in more of this type of content, please check us out on YouTube. You can look me up, Craig Bond. Same thing on Instagram. Same thing on TikTok. Been putting out a lot of content for a long time. If you haven't checked out our other podcast, which is called Outwitting Statistics in Search of a Better Business, we actually interview highly successful entrepreneurs and we unpack tips, tricks, and hacks that they are applying within their own business. We'll definitely be having some of them on here as well, but that's primarily what that podcast is dedicated to, is interviews with them. This will be my personal rants based on topics that are relevant to the conversation today in today's active world and economy, things that are going on inside of marketing, things that are going on inside of business, keeping you up to date with the best information. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Thanks for being here, and we'll catch you on the next one.